morning. Please stand as we worship.
Your grace is enough for me.
going to sing this bridge. It says, in my life be lifted high, in our world be lifted high, in our love be lifted high. Can this just be a prayer for you? Can this just be an anthem for you this morning? Sing it over your neighbors. Sing it over your family. Sing it over your children. Sing it over the government. That every part of our lives will be lifted high to Jesus. That every aspect of our lives will be lifted high to Jesus. In our life, he will be lifted high. In our world, he would be lifted high. In our love, he would be lifted high. Sing it out.
Oh, Awesome. That's worth celebrating, isn't it? Why don't you take a seat? God's amazing grace. Wow. Wow. So that's what we're doing here, celebrating God's amazing grace. And that's why New Life Church exists, to help one another as we follow Jesus, embrace God's love, experiencing God's love, and serving Him. And so as a way of offering your thanks, we invite you to take an offering, or give an offering to God, an offering of your money, to say, God, what you've done in my life to set me free is just so amazing. Today's offering is for New Life Ministries, and so for the work that we do to disciple one another and draw each other into the community of Christ, that's what you're giving to today. And you can drop your collection in the boxes just at the edges of the stage and during the next song. So let me take a moment and let's pray for the offering. God, we've just sung how amazing your grace is, and it sets us free. And yet, God, throughout the week as we live our lives, we resist that favor, that love. And we want to do everything on our own. We expect that we can handle things, and we keep grabbing our life back to ourselves. And so in this moment, we surrender to you. As we give of our gifts, God, we give them not because we owe you. We give them not because we owe ourselves. We give them not because you owe us. We give them because, God, we come here with thankful hearts. So may your Spirit move in us and through us, so that indeed you will be lifted high in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. There's one other thing that's going to be happening during this next song, and as you bring your collection forward, the deacons are going to be walking through the auditorium with baskets, handing out slips of paper. You're invited to take as many slips of paper as you wish. Those slips of paper will have a food item written on them. Every year at Thanksgiving, and it's, by the way, next week is Thanksgiving weekend, if you can believe it. And so next week, we're going to have a food drive. You can bring your food items on Sunday and or on Monday. But the food items that you will be bringing will be the items that are suggested in the baskets that the deacons will be handing out. This year, normally, we've always done the food drive for the Abbotsford Food Bank. This year, we're switching it up a little bit, right next door at Cascade Community Church, because they have a wonderful kitchen facility and so on. Hika Morton has just started a new nonprofit marketplace. And that is intended for struggling families, single-parent families, to provide them with a sense of dignity in providing food for themselves. All of the meal kits that Hika puts together are $5 a piece. She sells other groceries that are sometimes just a dime or a quarter and so on. But it gives people the dignity of choice and convenience to be able to shop for themselves, to be able to cook for themselves, and to be able to decide for themselves what they will be eating. And it's a wonderful way to minister to many folks in our community who are struggling with food insecurity. And so that's called the Gathering Marketplace. Market spelled M-A-R-K-I-T because of the meal kits that are provided. And so we're going to be doing the food drive for that work of ministry. And as the deacons walk through the auditorium, just make sure they don't run over you when you're bringing your collection over here. And they will do the same. And let's give God praise. This next song, by the way, I think was a new song introduced to us last week. I just thought it was an amazing song of affirmation. An amazing song of affirmation of our faith, taken from Revelation chapter 5, when the Apostle John says, they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe, every language, every people, every nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. That's us, folks. We will reign on earth through Christ because of what he has done to bring his kingdom into our world. Let's affirm that as we sing this next song.
He is.
Welcome again to New Life Church. So glad that you're here together. I'm Pastor Nathan, and well, I sort of had the day off, I guess. I'm not preaching. We're welcoming Fernando Trevino today as well, and so we're excited to have him with us this morning. Just a side note to the food drive that we're having, and a welcome to you if you are online. So you're perhaps wondering, when's the slip of paper coming my way? Well, we'll have the list of items on our website, newlifecrc.ca, and we'll post those there, and you'll be able to access that and get the food here for next week. And so for any of you as well, if you only ended up with two slips and you wanted six, you'll be able to go online and determine what kinds of food items you're able to pick up for next week. We welcome you if you are a guest today. Awesome. And I hope you feel at home here. We want to connect with you as well. And so in the seat pockets, there are, or the pew slots, there are connect cards, and we invite you to fill those out. If you're online with us this morning, we encourage you to drop a line. Just drop a note of, say, where you're watching from, perhaps who you're watching with, and that way those of you who are online are able to connect a little bit with each other as well. If you receive or if you fill out a Connect card and you submit it either by hand, you can drop them in the collection boxes as well, or in the information booth, you can bring it there, and then you will get one of our New Life bags here. We've gone through it the last several weeks. I don't think we need to do it. Every time somebody picks up a bag, they look for a $1 million check in here, because apparently that was in here the first day, but I can't imagine it would stay in here. So that's our gift to you, and we hope that you feel at home here. As I mentioned, Thanksgiving weekend is next weekend, and so we'll have our regular Sunday service here at 10 o'clock. That will be a Thanksgiving service. And then on Monday, we will also have a special service. That service will begin at, say it together, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Yes. That's just to get you to remind yourself that it's at 9 o'clock. If you show up at 10 o'clock, you're going to miss the whole deal. So 9 o'clock, we'll gather for a devotional time and for song and for sharing of Thanksgiving testimonies. And then, of course, we'll also gather for breakfast. So we'll have all the tables here, and we'll be being nice and cozy. So bring your friends, your family, and let's celebrate Thanksgiving together on Monday morning, 9 o'clock, October 10th. For Thanksgiving Monday. Women's Connections is hosting, that's our women's ministry here at New Life, and it's hosting a retreat in November under the theme Follow Me. and registration for that is open. That retreat will occur Friday evening, November 25 through Sunday, November 27. So mark your calendar for that. Shove your schedule aside and register for that. The retreat is at Stillwood Camp and Conference Facility at Cultus Lake, and the weekend includes lodging, all of the meals, of course, and refreshments, and three presentation sessions and lots of fellowship together. You don't have to be part of Women's Connections to attend the retreat. Any woman is invited to register and attend the retreat, and any other questions you might have about that, please contact Pastor Sam Postma, who will be coordinating that and be able to answer your questions. And make sure you register. You can go online, newlifecrc.ca/events, and there you'll be able to register. Registration, they say, is going to close October 21. I think that's 3 weeks from now. So you've got 3 weeks yet, but make sure you sign up for that. Then also in November, we will begin again our New Life Connects class. That's going to be to begin on Sunday, November the 6th, after the worship service at from 12 o'clock till 2 o'clock for three sessions. They're structured rather loosely in terms of a small group experience. So it's just a great time for you to get to know a little bit more about New Life Church. And also, it can prepare you for, if you wish, to be baptized or do a profession of faith or become a member. And so that also you can sign up for on our website, newlifecrc.ca/events. Go to the New Life Connects and sign up for there for that. And if you know of someone who has been attending here, could benefit from that, encourage them to take the class, New Life Connects. Or you're welcome to take it yourself, even if you've been here for some time and you go, yeah, I want to know the inside routines from Pastor Nathan's perspective about what happens at New Life. You're welcome to attend as well. All right, well, at this point, we're going to be dismissing the kids, and we'll have a three-minute fellowship time, which serves as an opportunity for parents to bring their children downstairs, but it also serves for you to meet one another, look around for guests, and introduce yourself, or perhaps, I know it's always kind of scary, because you might say, hey, are you new here? And they go, no, I've been attending for 10 years. That's okay. That's fine. Just an unfamiliar face. We don't expect to know everybody in this place. But take this opportunity and extend the peace of Christ to one another. And so we're going to do that at this time. Parents can bring their 3 to 5-year-old children downstairs to Little Lights. And that's out that door where Marg Kostelik is standing. She's our Little Lights director. And then children grades 1 through 5 can exit out that door for Kids Church with Esther DeWall as our Kids Church director. And that's it for me. And then we're going to invite Fernando up here after the fellowship time, and then we will be celebrating communion after that. So, if you need something to talk about during fellowship time, well, just ask somebody what's happening at Thanksgiving.
Of Abraham, you're the God of
All right, if you would take a seat, please. It's already on. All right, well. So here at New Life Church, we have several partnerships that we work with on a regular basis. And one of those partnerships is called Brand New Life Ministry. And it is led by Fernando Trevino. Fernando has been associated with New Life Church for well over 15 years. And this is kind of like a second home for Fernando. Yeah. And right? Yes. Fernando is from Bogota, Colombia. And he came out this week and met with staff. We're hoping that our youth ministry can take a mission trip next spring break out to Bogota, Colombia, to work with Fernando. Fernando's preparing for that already, and so hopefully that all works out, and we're quite excited about it. And just a wonderful way to demonstrate our partnership and extending the gospel of Jesus throughout the world. And so, Fernando, we invite you to address us and bring us the word of God this morning. Fernando warm welcome. Fernando's pretty fluent in English, but he is most comfortable, of course. Yes, you are. You're hey, fine. No. And so he's going to be preaching in Spanish, and Gertie Fictory is going to translate for him. And so Gertie's pretty good in English, but her Spanish is awesome. Yes, God bless. Let's say a prayer together.
Thank you, Pastor.
Father in heaven, we're just grateful to be able to celebrate that your gospel is proclaimed throughout the world. And we praise you for Fernando and his ministry together with his family. We pray that you will bless him, that you will guide him, give him the words to speak this morning. And we pray that you will continue to bless his ministry to the glory of our great God and Savior. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, family. I'm so happy to stay here and estar en mi, como decía el pastor, en mi segunda casa.
It's like he's coming to his second home here.
Es bueno ver muchas caras conocidas.
It's so nice to see so many familiar faces.
Que realmente amo mucho.
And I really love them all.
Es bueno ver muchas caras nuevas en la iglesia.
And it's nice to see new faces in the church too.
Y estoy extrañando muchas otras caras que no veo.
And I'm missing a lot of faces that I don't see.
Espero que estén en la presencia de Dios.
I pray that they're in God's presence.
Hoy quiero compartir con ustedes algo que está pasando en mi país.
I'm going to tell you something that's happening in my country.
La pandemia fue un tiempo muy, muy duro para todos nosotros.
The pandemic fue... The pandemic was a really tough time for us.
Y fue un tiempo muy duro para la iglesia en Colombia.
And it was also a tough time for the church in Colombia.
Muchas iglesias cuando volvimos de la pandemia cerraron.
When everything was closed at the beginning of the pandemic.
Creo que el 80-90% de las iglesias de menos de 40 o 50 personas cerraron.
Actually, eso fue después de la pandemia. Okay, this is after the pandemic. How many percent of
course? Creo que el 80% de las iglesias de menos de 50 personas cerraron sus puertas.
Amén.
Que tenían menos de 50 personas.
Okay, so a lot of the small churches had less than 50 people coming back.
Y no, nunca más volvieron a abrir.
Nunca.
Nunca más volvieron a abrir.
And oh yeah, these churches closed. Sometimes he talks kind of fast. No. Anyways, a lot of these little, smaller churches aren't open anymore.
Y las iglesias grandes,
and the big churches,
muchas personas no decidieron no volver a la iglesia.
And a lot of people decided not to come back to church.
Creo que es un tiempo especial para la iglesia en todo el mundo.
It's a special time for all churches all over the world.
Y mi pensamiento es que es un tiempo donde Dios está dando una oportunidad.
And it's actually a time that God is giving us an opportunity
para que la iglesia,
for the church,
haga algo diferente.
For the church to do something different.
Gálatas 2:20 dice.
Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live is in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
En el pasaje habla una palabra muy clave para nosotros, que es crucifixión.
In this passage, it speaks about crucifixion.
La crucifixión significa, en este pasaje significa nuestra muerte.
And the crucifixion in this passage signifies our death.
Y realmente estoy convencido.
Actually, I'm convinced
que cuando hablamos de la palabra menos es más.
We're going to be talking about the words less is more.
Dios está llamando a la iglesia.
God is calling the church
de que seamos menos de nosotros mismos.
So that we have less of ourselves, take less of ourselves.
Y tengamos más de Dios.
And that we have more of God.
El apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul,
siempre estuvo luchando con la iglesia.
Was always fighting for the church.
Porque la iglesia constantemente Galicia, la iglesia en Galicia siempre estaba buscando diferentes ideas.
The church in Galatians was always looking for different ideas.
Diferentes doctrinas.
Different doctrines.
Diferentes palabras de otras personas.
Different words from other people.
Y siempre estaban siendo engañados.
And we're always deceived. We're constantly being deceived.
Porque la iglesia tiene la costumbre de estar creyendo lo que otras personas dicen, más no lo que Dios está diciendo.
So they had a tendency, or the church had a tendency, to believe what others said instead of what God was telling them.
Y es la forma en que el evangelio está siendo corrompido muchas veces, o está siendo corrupto muchas veces.
The gospel message is getting corrupted that way.
En Colombia, a veces nos reunimos un grupo de pastores.
Sometimes in Colombia we have a meeting of pastors.
Y tuvimos que reconocer.
And we had to recognize.
Que la iglesia estaba, el evangelio estaba siendo corrupto.
And that the gospel was getting corrupted.
Muchas veces estábamos enseñando lo que no está en la palabra.
And sometimes we're teaching things that aren't in the word of God.
Estamos enseñando lo que nos parece a nosotros.
And just we're saying what it seems to us.
Y hemos construido una iglesia que está muy cómoda.
And we're making building a church that's very comfortable.
Una iglesia que estaba muy feliz con lo que estaba pasando. Yeah.
A church that was really happy with what was happening.
Las iglesias crecían.
The churches grew.
Las finanzas crecían.
The finances grew.
Pero el evangelio no estaba creciendo.
But the gospel wasn't.
Y lo más importante de una congregación es el evangelio.
And that's what, otra vez.
Lo más importante.
Lo más
para la congregación debe ser el evangelio.
And of course, the thing that's most important in a congregation is the gospel.
¿Aquí hay árbol de manzanas?
Are there?
Yeah.
Are there? He's asking, are there trees, apple trees here? Yes, for sure.
Todos conocen los árboles de manzanas. ¿Qué se necesita para que un árbol de manzanas dé manzanas?
You all know apple trees. So what does an apple tree need?
Para que dé manzanas.
Produce apples, what does an apple tree need to do?
¿Qué se necesita?
What does it need?
Water. Sun. Agua.
Water.
Pero lo más importante es que sea un árbol de manzanas.
The most important thing is for it to be an apple tree.
Si un árbol de manzanas no está dando manzanas, ¿por qué sería?
If an apple tree isn't producing apples, why would that be?
Es porque la semilla, si no está dando manzanas, un árbol de manzanas es porque la semilla está mala.
It's because if it's not producing apples, it's because the seed is bad.
Es porque la semilla de pronto está dañada.
The seed is damaged.
Y no daría frutos nunca.
And it's never going to give apples.
Si el evangelio se acabara, ¿qué pasaría? Si el evangelio no es puro, ¿qué es lo que pasaría?
If the gospel isn't pure, what would happen? What will happen?
Igual que en un árbol de manzana no habrían frutos.
Just like an apple tree seed that isn't going to give fruit.
Si dejamos que el evangelio cambie, el cristianismo como tal va a desaparecer. Si permitimos que el evangelio y la iglesia cambie,
so if we allow the gospel in the church to change,
el cristianismo va a dejar de existir.
The Christianity won't exist anymore.
Dígale al que está al lado, tenemos que cuidar el evangelio.
We have to really take good care of this treasure that we have.
Es posible que en la próxima generación,
it's possible that the next generation,
no haya evangelio.
That the gospel doesn't exist anymore, the word of God.
Es posible que lleguemos ante la presencia de Dios.
It's possible that when we come before the presence of God,
y él nos diga a nosotros, hey, ¿tú qué haces aquí?
And then he'll say to us, what are you doing here?
I don't know you.
Yeah.
Y es porque el evangelio,
it's because the gospel,
necesita ser cuidado por quién.
It's because the gospel needs to be protected by who?
¿Por la iglesia?
By the church?
¿Por el pastor?
By the pastor?
¿Por quién?
Why?
Por ti y por mí.
For you and for me.
Gálatas capítulo 5, versículo 19 al 21 habla acerca de las obras de la carne.
Galatians 5, verses 19 and 20 and 21, they talk about the deeds of the flesh. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
¿Cómo es posible?
How is it possible?
Que tenemos jóvenes.
That we have young people.
Cristianos.
Christians.
Que comienzan su vida cristiana a los 13 años.
That become sexually active at age 13.
¿Cómo es posible?
How is it possible?
Que familias cristianas.
That Christian families.
Parejas cristianas.
Christian couples.
En la comunidad cristiana que de 5 matrimonios, 3 se divorcian.
That in the Christian community of out of every 5 marriages, 3 end up divorcing.
¿Cómo vamos a defender como comunidad cristiana?
How are we going to defend as a Christian community?
¿Cómo vamos a defender el matrimonio heterosexual?
How are we going to defend heterosexual marriage?
Si entre nosotros es un fracaso.
When it's a big disaster among us.
¿Cómo es posible que la iglesia esté dividida por celos?
¿Cómo?
¿Cómo es posible que iglesias se dividan por celos?
How is it possible that churches divide through because of jealousy?
Por envidias.
For jealousy and envy.
Esto estoy hablando es por estoy hablando de lo que pasa en la iglesia en Colombia. No, yo sé que esto no está pasando en la iglesia en Canadá.
He says this is what's happening in the church in Colombia, and he doesn't know necessarily if that's what's happening here in Canada.
Sí, la iglesia que está muy bien.
The church is probably really good, but.
Y si esto está pasando entre cristianos.
And if this is happening between Christians,
es porque la semilla no es correcta.
It's because the seed is not correct.
Porque la semilla está dañada.
The seed is damaged.
Porque el evangelio lo hemos modificado o lo hemos cambiado.
Because we've changed and modified the Christian gospel.
Por muchos años en la iglesia,
for many years in the church,
nos sentíamos bien o era suficiente el venir.
We felt just fine in church, comfortable and sufficient.
Era suficiente el dar o el ofrendar en la iglesia.
Yeah, and it was fine to give the offering.
Y eso nos hacía sentir bien.
And this made us feel good.
Pero nosotros no damos para ser bendecidos.
But we don't give to become blessed.
La iglesia no debe dar para ser bendecida.
The church shouldn't give in order to be blessed.
La iglesia debemos dar porque somos bendecidos.
We should give because we are blessed.
Different.
Yes, it's different, yeah.
Very different. Ah, it's ahora digo en español. Porque mi bendición no viene.
My blessing doesn't come.
De lo que yo doy.
From what I give.
Mi bendición viene de Cristo.
My blessing comes from Christ.
Muy diferente.
It's very different.
El evangelio.
The gospel.
Es mi responsabilidad como cristiano.
It's my responsibility as a Christian.
Mostrar un evangelio puro.
This shows a pure gospel. I can show a pure gospel.
¿Y cómo se ve si yo tengo un evangelio puro?
And what's it like to have a pure gospel?
¿Cómo se ve si yo tengo una buena semilla?
What does it look like if I have a good seed?
Por los frutos.
as far as the fruits are concerned.
¿Y cuáles son los frutos?
What are the fruits?
Gálatas 5:22 dice acerca de los frutos del Espíritu.
And in Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
Un árbol de manzanas. Un árbol de manzanas.
An apple tree.
No está peleando, haciendo esfuerzo por dar manzanas.
An apple tree isn't trying really hard to produce apples.
Sí, necesito dar manzanas. Parece
que estuviera. Have to give an apple or produce an
apple. Parece que estuviera en el baño. Sí, no está. No es su lucha. No es la lucha del árbol dar manzanas.
It's not his job. It's not his fight to provide the apples.
Porque solamente las manzanas, cuando hay una buena semilla.
When there's a good seed.
Cuando el árbol está bien.
When the tree is good.
Las manzanas fluyen.
The apples just flow from it.
Las manzanas salen naturalmente.
They get produced naturally.
Y saben que es responsabilidad de cada cristiano.
And do you know what the responsibility is of each Christian?
Es responsabilidad tuya y responsabilidad mía.
It's your responsibility and my responsibility.
Dar buenos frutos.
To give good, to produce good fruit.
Es la manera en que mostramos el evangelio.
And this is the way that we show the gospel.
Debemos mostrar más y decir menos.
Where we should be doing more and saying less.
Sí, hablamos mucho, mostramos, hablamos mucho, pero no mostramos.
Okay, we can talk a lot, but we aren't showing the gospel.
¿Cuáles son los frutos que tú estás mostrando? ¿Cuáles frutos tú tienes como cristiano?
What are the fruits that you have?
¿Cuáles son tus frutos de cristiano como cristiana?
What are your fruits as a Christian that you get as a Christian?
¿Tienes tolerancia con otros? ¿Tienes buena relación? ¿Todos
Do you have
acá
good
tenemos
relations?
Buena relación?
Do you have good relations with each other? Do you get along?
¿Estás feliz con todos los que ves a tu alrededor?
Are you happy with everyone around you?
¿En tu comunidad te conocen como alguien pacífico?
Do you know somebody in your community specifically?
¿En tu trabajo te conocen como alguien que siempre está optimista o que siempre está contento, que siempre está alegre?
At your work, are you somebody that they see, that your coworkers see as somebody that's always happy and optimistic and peaceful?
¿Manejando eres alguien calmado? Cuando manejas, ¿eres alguien
calmado?
Oh,
yeah, when you're driving, are you calm?
El que se ría no tiene frutos.
Those of you that are laughing don't have any fruit.
Nosotros somos quienes debemos defender el evangelio.
We are the ones that need to depend on the gospel.
No el pastor.
Not the pastor.
No la iglesia.
Not the church.
Somos nosotros, tú y yo.
It's us, it's you.
Y para eso,
and for this,
debemos morir.
And for this, we need to die.
En Gálatas cuando dice que estoy juntamente crucificado con Cristo.
When Galatians, when Paul says, I am crucified with Christ.
Es que no vivo yo.
It's that I don't live.
No son mis reacciones. No,
they're not my reactions.
Porque ellas están controladas por Dios.
Because I am controlled by God.
No son mis pensamientos.
They are not my thoughts.
Porque son los pensamientos de Cristo.
But they're the thoughts of Christ.
No es la forma en que me relaciono.
It's not the way that
la forma en que hablo o me relaciono con otros.
It's not the way I talk to others.
Porque yo me relaciono como Cristo lo haría.
Yo me
relaciono como Cristo se relacionaría con las personas.
I relate to other people the way Christ would relate.
Necesitamos ver una iglesia.
And we need to see a church.
Grande.
¿Cómo?
Una iglesia grande, claro.
Oh yeah, we need to see a large church.
Necesitamos que todos conozcan de Cristo.
Where everyone knows Christ.
Pero si no mostramos a Cristo,
but if we don't show Christ,
la semilla no va a dar frutos.
The seed is not going to produce fruit.
No somos nosotros.
It's not about us.
It's about Jesus.
Yeah.
Y necesitamos morir.
And we need to die.
Necesitamos ser crucificados.
We need to be crucified.
Necesitamos menos de nosotros.
In other words, less of us.
Más de Cristo.
And more of Christ.
Todos los días, más de Cristo.
Every day, more of Christ.
Que cada día nuestra oración.
So every day our prayer.
Señor, permíteme hoy ser más tú.
God, please let me be more of, let me show more of you and be more.
Que cada día pueda mostrarte más a ti.
So we can show every day more of you.
Que las personas te conozcan a ti por quien soy.
So that others will know you, Lord, by the way I am.
Que mis pensamientos sean tus pensamientos.
That my thoughts be your thoughts.
Menos de nosotros.
Less of ourselves.
Más de Cristo.
More of Christ.
¿Cuántos que necesitan más de Cristo? Yo necesito más de Cristo.
How many of you need more of Christ? I need more of Christ.
¿Cuántos necesitamos crucificar algo en nuestra vida?
Who needs to crucify something in their lives?
Más de Cristo.
More of Christ.
Menos de nosotros.
Less of ourselves.
Y el Evangelio.
And the gospel.
Va a perdurar.
It's going to last.
Y el Evangelio.
And the gospel.
Va a llegar a otros.
And is going to reach others.
Que tú y yo seamos una buena semilla.
If you are a good seed.
Del Evangelio.
Of the gospel.
Amén. Creo que yo tenía que avisar 5 minutos antes para que pasaran los de la base. Se me olvidó.
Awesome. Thank you. Christ has provided an amazing way for us to be able to say yes to that message that we just heard. He's provided us with the Lord's Supper. A supper that it's not just a matter of reminding us that Jesus died for us. But it's a beautiful way for us to be able to touch, to feel, to taste that the Lord is good. That He's died for us. And in taking bread and juice, we ingest it into ourselves. We ingest the gospel of Jesus into ourselves. And with that commitment, we say, God, make me produce the kind of fruit that proclaims the gospel. So that's what we're doing here this morning. We're going to invite the children to come in at this time so that we can celebrate together. This is a community thing that we want to be able to celebrate together. Not only for those of us here, but also those of you online as well. You're invited to partake and prepare some piece of bread and some juice, whatever kind you have at home, and place that in front of you, and we are going to celebrate this communion together. All right. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took a cup, and he said, This cup is my blood that makes a new covenant with you. Do this in remembrance of me. And so as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death. And in proclaiming the Lord's death, we say it's by his crucifixion that we live. And it's by our own willingness to die to ourselves and to lift up Christ that the gospel is proclaimed, to bring freedom to captives, to bring joy in the midst of sadness, to bring love where there is hatred and violence, to bring compassion where there are people who are struggling, wrestling with life. And so when you partake of this Lord's Supper, you are affirming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you are saying, that gospel is going to live in me. That gospel is what's going to keep me alive. That gospel is what is going to bear fruit in my life. The fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. So let's join together all who confess Jesus as their Savior and the Master of their lives are welcome to participate. We have three stations in the front, two stations in the back, and you're invited to gather 10 or 12 at a time, and we will distribute the juice and the bread to you from the trays. There's a slide that tells you exactly. I know it's a little bit of complication, but we'll take our time. We'll be patient with one another. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Just make sure that you just slide the top film back so that you can get the wafer first. Don't pull the tab right away because that's just going to spill juice all over the place. So just slide the top layer back, and then you'll be able to get the wafer, and then you'll pull the tab when we're ready to drink together. And so I invite the attendants to go to each of the assigned stations at this time. And let's celebrate. Let's celebrate God's amazing grace in our lives. And let's commit, each of us and all of us together, to bear the fruit of
the
gospel.
Welcome to this celebration of the Lord's Supper. While the rest of the congregation in the auditorium is taking part of the elements in this celebration, I invite you to gather your bread and your juice, and we are going to celebrate here together. And so take the bread, and as you eat it, remember and believe that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was given for the forgiveness of all your sins. And then take the juice. Jesus poured out his blood so that you could have life and life forevermore. So take it, drink this juice. Remember and believe that Jesus poured out his blood for forgiveness of all your sins, to redeem you to a brand new life. Body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We now rejoin the live stream of the worship service, and you may have to wait for some of the other groups to finish up, and then we will resume our worship together. Thank you.
Bring new life.
Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We're going to continue on worship God with one last song.
Christ is.
This has been a wonderful service of commitment. And Fernando has called us to the commitment to Christ and his gospel. You don't do that on your own strength to make that commitment. You do it in the strength of our God. So I've asked Fernando to give us the blessing. And then you're dismissed.
Family, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Peace. And give you peace. Thank you, family. God bless you.